This is KCUR. Barbara Stuber has shown generations of school children and adults through the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. She's worked as a docent there for more than 20 years. Stuber's new novel, Girl in Reverse, highlights the museum's Asian art collection. The book is set in the early 1950s. The Korean War is underway, and teenager Lily Firestone, who's adopted and Chinese, faces discrimination. But at the museum, she finds a link to her culture and her past. Stuber met with KCUR's Laura Spencer at the museum.
Well, with this novel, Girl in Reverse, did you begin with Lily, your character, main character, or did you begin with the artworks that you've woven into the novel?
That's a good question. I'm not sure I know, because, you know, your mind is sort of a compost pile when you're starting to put a novel together. But my first gut sense of it was talking to my own daughter-in-law, who's from the Philippines, and Catherine's own struggles in high school and beyond, fitting in, feeling like she knew who she was. And then I picked a time period with this happening right at the height of the Korean War, where the U.S. has been instructed to hate China. Then here comes the Nelson and this sublime offering of a whole different side of China. The compassion, the calm, the beauty, the genius of it all. I wanted my character to interface with that and do the magic that a museum can do when you walk in, which is transport you through time and through culture.
I was wondering if you could read the opening chapter. It begins in January of 1951 and really kind of sets the scene for what Lily is experiencing in high school.
I glance at Neil's cartoon when it is handed at me, but when I try to pass it to the guy beside me, he yanks his hand back, holds it suspended in midair. He bucks his teeth at me, crosses his eyes, and fake coughs. Commie.
That seems like that really starts Lily on a path of self-discovery, and art really plays a role in that.
Yeah, it's a combination of the art itself, the way she eventually grows to appreciate the art, and then people who influence her and really, literally, almost help her create her backbone, her strength.
Right now, we're in the Chinese temple gallery and next to a Buddha statue that you reference in the book, the seated Guanyin Bodhisattva. Is that right?
That's right.
And in the book, Lily says, "I gaze at the very small dragon pearl I tried to catch." We're seated under that right now, and it's one of those things that I don't know that everyone would notice. You know, you kind of walk right toward the sculpture, but I think not everyone always remembers to look up.
Right. Not looking up is an issue here. You're right. That dragon pearl hangs in a fairly dark temple as we're sitting here. In a Chinese temple, as we have learned as docents, there would be a candlelight in here and also incense and smoke, but you would have flame. And I like to imagine that the dragon pearl up there catches that flame and magnifies it and sends it around, almost like it sucks it up and pulls the room together in a way. And so I imagined a little girl looking up at that and thinking it's close enough she can just reach out and grab it.
One other sort of pivotal moment is her brother finding a box of objects, and that's also kind of leads to the Nelson. And it's interesting because she's handling these objects, and I was just wondering, did you work with the curators or talk to curators about how some of these, you know, objects that are behind glass might actually feel in someone's hand?
That was the author's imagination only. No, I didn't talk to curators about, but looking at them long enough and being able to handle similar things, not here at the museum ever, but in life, I was able to sort of figure it out. But those objects, the objects literally being something, objects that help her puzzle out her past.